Testimony of an Ex-Satanist by Jonas Lukundumbala 10. This testimony is the 10th part in a series of 13. The person who sang Efrakata was married to a siren called a Kachaka. When he was going to have his concert in a mythical music hall of France, in the Olympia in Paris, in 1998, I was still a Satanist at that time. Even on my wedding day, when I was marrying Helen in the world of darkness, the music we heard that day was the music of that man. His real name is Akram, which means Antoine Christophe Agbepa Mumba. That man who sang Efrakata, V12, Affaire d'État, is a ready-made Satanist. Even the one who sang A la Q-Lulu, Kaibuism Pimpa, Ultimatum, Loi, Pua de Vito, the inspiration for all those songs were given by Lucifer himself, even the song of Celine Dion Pour K Tu Mem Encore, English, So That You Love Me Again, was inspired by Lucifer himself. For my wedding, we played a song from the album Maggie, the title is Petit Na London. This is what we played on my wedding day in the other world. Sunday, the one who is in charge is Akil, the demon of poverty. He is the one who pushes people not to give to God. He works from 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. in order to keep people in poverty. The devil likes poverty. He wants the children of God to remain in poverty. Because if they are poor, they will not stay long in the Lord, they will go back to Lucifer again. Poverty drives people to Lucifer. It is easier to become a sorcerer when you are poor. You must do everything to fight poverty. And you can fight it only when you know how to give to God, when you know how to support the work of God. Giving to God is the only way to fight poverty. Let us talk about the mystery of death. I draw the attention of everyone because it is a matter that concerns us all. Death is an appointment that nobody can miss. Whoever you are, you cannot escape death. Know that the real problem is not to die, but to know where you will go after death. The world of pandemonium. The world of pandemonium is made up of three parts, the world of Tartarus, the world of Polyun, and the astral world. We are only interested in the astral world. The astral world is the place where all those who die far from Christ go, that means all those who die in sin. I tell you about this world because I was there, I saw it, it is a horrible place. It is divided into three parts. The first part is the astral world, slave quarter. It is the place where all pagans and all hypocrite Christians go after their death. In this world, people can even walk barefoot, but there, it is not the case, people walk on hot ashes. And this is only a foretaste because the end is hell, the fiery lake of burning sulfur with the devil. When you die far from Christ, as pagan or hypocrite Christian, it is the beginning of your torment. Being a Christian, my beloved, does not just mean to have the Bible, being a Christian does not just mean to speak in tongues. Being a Christian means to walk according to the will of God, to be born again. Being a Christian means to walk in newness of life. That is what being a Christian means. But if you die in sin, as pagan or hypocrite Christian, you shall be directed straight to the slave quarter, and there, the avenues are allocated according to the sin you are committing. There is an avenue for liars, another one for masturbators, drunkards, etc. The devil is really very well organized. And what I am explaining to you are the things that I have seen with my own eyes, because I was there. And it is there where there are weeping and gnashing of teeth. Know that you will be allocated an avenue according to the sin that you are committing. You can say to yourself, I am a liar, an immoral, so what avenue will I be given? Know that among the sins you commit, there is one that exceeds the others. The one you yourself call, my favorite sin, the one that you never confess. You come before a man of God, you make your confession but keep that sin unconfessed. Know that that sin that you keep unconfessed is the one that will give you an avenue. The second part of the astral world is the Lucifer furnace. I saw this big lake of fire when I was there. It is a department that is controlled by Lucifer himself. And when I was there, I saw a smoke which was coming out of the lake, and there were people who were crying. But who were those people that I had found there? They were true Christians, those who had fought the devil during their life on earth, but who had sinned and had not repented of their sins before their death. I repeat, this lake there, the Lucifer furnace, I saw it, and there was smoke which was coming out of there, there was screaming, people who were crying. Those people were in the fire, they felt the pain of fire, but they were not consumed. When we pray, we chase out demons, we send fire in the world of darkness, and this has terrible repercussions in the camp of Satan. The devil is uncomfortable because of the prayers that we are doing here, his things are destroyed and his organization is destabilized. Therefore, you, who fight the devil, if you sin and refuse to repent immediately, even when someone comes to give you unstinting advice, if you rather choose to deceive yourself with reasoning such as, am I the only one that has committed this sin? This or that person had also committed this sin, isn't it? Even the pastor had done it, therefore, know that the devil is lying in wait for your life. You should know, beloved, that salvation is a personal matter and that you will not be judged according to your pastor. Know that you will be judged according to what you yourself do. If you are a Christian who fights the devil and who destroys his works by prayer, and it happens that you commit a sin, repent immediately. Do not delay in confessing it because the devil prowls around looking for someone to devour. Beg the Lord to forgive you and to sanctify you by his precious blood. The Bible says, "Let him who is holy continue to be holy." If you, who fights the devil, do not repent immediately as soon as you commit a sin, he will make you take a step backward in your faith in order to take you away from God and kill you. And when he kills you, you will not go in the slave quarter. For you, it is the furnace that awaits you. If you look at your life, you will see that there is a slowing down between the way you were serving God before and the way you are serving him now. It is the work of the devil. If during your slackness time, you do not repent, the devil will have access to your life. He will kill you and lead you directly into the fiery furnace. That day you will remember me, but it will be too late, it will be really too late. The third part is the Hades. That is where all human beings who have worked for the devil to the best of their knowledge and belief go. Sorcerers, magicians, Rosicrucians, wrestlers, etc. You sorcerer, know that when you die, the devil will not thank you because you served him. He will not tell you, good and faithful servant, as you had offered me 200 people during your stay on earth, receive your reward. No, open your eyes while there is still time. It is not what he will tell you. On the contrary, he will take you and send you into a cell. In the Hades, there are several cells, and in each cell, there is a person with a big chain and a padlock at the level of the mouth. When I was there, I saw President Mobutu. I left him there with chains and a padlock. I left many people there, Luambo Makiadi, Pepe Kala, all those people are chained up in the astral world with padlocks, and the list is really long, I cannot mention them all. What happens when a person dies? When a person dies, one normally washes his body, puts him in the coffin and takes him to the cemetery to bury him. On the way to the cemetery, the tearful family mourns, whines, saying, "We have lost our relative so-and-so." Let me tell you one thing, know that what is in the coffin is just the body, but the person himself is above the coffin and is crying more than you do. That is the reason why the priest, before letting the coffin come into the church, begins by spraying it, in order to bring the spirit that is above the coffin under control. While you are taking the coffin to the cemetery, the person himself, the inner man, is above the coffin and is crying more than you do. The person even leaves the top of the coffin to cling to his family's members, but the person passes through because his body has become immaterial. At that moment, the person cries and even tries to look for evangelists to preach to him the word of God so that he can believe, but it is too late. The word that you neglect now, there will be a time when you will look for it and will not find it. The dead person is above the coffin, in tears. And at that moment, even if he shouts, "Jesus, Jesus, come and help me, come and help me," Jesus will not come, because Jesus is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. While you are still alive, change your way of living. While you are still alive, you still have the opportunity to be reconciled with God. Now that you know it, seize this last opportunity and abandon sexual immoralities, lying, malicious gossip, swindle, witchcraft, abandon all the bad things that you are doing, abandon them now. God, in his great love for you, once again, gives you the opportunity to repent. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30:19, "I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." Beloved, to choose life means to accept the Lord Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Give your life to Jesus today. If you choose Jesus, you will not go to the Hades or to the astral world after your death, but you will go to the resting place, because the Bible says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." All those who die in Jesus have nothing to fear, for the crown of life awaits them in heaven. My conversion. What urged me to abandon Satan? Beloved, if you want the Lord Jesus to intervene in your life, take the risk of telling the truth. Many people block their deliverance because they do not want to tell the truth. You must take the risk of telling the truth. I know very well that the world does not like the truth. When you tell the truth, the world will probably reject you, your family will probably abandon you, your friends will probably reject you. But Jesus, who is the truth, will never abandon you. There are some things that you have already confessed, but there are others that you keep for yourself and you say, "This is my secret." Know that it is because of those things that you keep in you, that the devil continues to have a strong hold on your life. Because of the fear of being rejected or abandoned by everyone, you prefer to turn yourself into a prisoner or slave of a lie. No, beloved, take the risk of telling the truth and the Lord will set you free. Many people find themselves in front of this equation. And from there, they do not know how to move forward, how to find deliverance. But I give you an advice, take the risk of telling the truth, whatever the consequences might be, Jesus will never fail you. I took the risk, I told the truth, and because of this truth, my family had rejected me, my parents had chased me out, my brothers and sisters did not want me anymore, all the friends that I had abandoned me. But the Lord Jesus, He who is the truth, He who is an ever-present help in trouble, has visited me and helped me. That is why I am also counted among the living today. Beloved in the Lord, I did not know that one day I would also be a Christian. But God knew it. God knew that one day I will be delivered from the bondage of Satan, and that is what He did. I never get tired of telling you that for Jesus to intervene in our lives, we must take the risk of telling the truth without fearing the consequences. When I was serving the devil, a time came when I had to meet a high-ranking demon whose mission was to awaken the instinct of death in me. And to meet this demon, I had to do ceremonies. So during the rest of my journey on earth, it was that demon that had to teach me how to serve the devil. And to meet him, I had to go to the underground space. And to get there, I had to buy a dead body. My master from Kisangani, the one who had initiated me into the Indian magic, asked me to look for. Here the brother mentions the things that his master asked him to look for. After having obtained all the things that his master had asked him, he returned to see him. He continues, I went to my master, and when I knocked at the door, he opened and was very happy to see me. Then he told me, you are a brave man, and he shook my hand and I went in with him. When we were inside, he told me, today you will go on a trip. That is what is called astral projection or journey of the soul. Have you ever heard of the astral journey? While one is getting ready to go on this journey, one had to pass through two doors to enter the secret room. The first door opens from the outside, and even a person who is outside of this room can open it. As for the second, only a person who is inside can open it, because when someone makes an astral projection, at first, he begins to decompose. He can either decompose or be segmented. And if at the moment when he leaves the body and is still in his journey, another person enters the room and sees the body in this state, the person who has gone on the trip will not be able to return into his body, and automatically, it is death which will follow. That is how Pepe Kala Kabasele died. It is the siren Maimuna who killed him, because he had two wives, one in this world of humans and another one in the world of Satan, more specifically in the world of Polayun, the department of the siren Maimuna. The Quran. Maimuna is the siren that Lucifer used to give the revelation of the Quran to Muhammad. I digress to say that Allah is not God Yahweh, the Creator. Allah is Lucifer himself. People say that Islam is the blind submission to the will of God. No, it is not true. Islam is the blind submission to the will of Lucifer Satan. In the Kabbalistic world, Muhammad is called the Antichrist of the East. The purpose of all this is to form two blocks. Because in this world, there are two blocks, the Latin block and Arab block. Among the five continents, the one that frightens the devil the most is Africa, because there are people there who pray seriously. I speak to you as an ex-Satanist. That is why Africa is the main target of the devil. Western Satanists make contributions, fundraising, and send them to Africa. All this to weaken the people through their donations that are nothing but gifts poisoned by the devil. You will see the birth of many NGOs, humanitarian agencies. Do you think that there are not people who suffer in Europe? We all know that charity begins at home. Why do they not take care of those people who suffer in their own continent but only want to take care of Africa? When we were in this secret room, both doors were closed and it was my master who held the two keys. In that room, there was no window, there was just a small hole which was used as ventilation. I could not even get my hand through that little hole. I saw horrible things when I entered there. There were cassocks, chasubles, and stoles in different colors. When the priest gets dressed, he first wears the cassock, then the chasuble, and finally the stole that one wears around the neck, and these stoles are in different colors. To each color corresponds a special ceremony, and all that is satanic. I also saw images, the image of a false Jesus with a red heart that emits radiance. There was the image of Mary Margu. I know that many of us, before being Pentecostals, were Catholics, and there are those among us, who can even say, since my birth, I have never set foot in a Catholic church. Even if you have never been in a Catholic church, however, know that you have already revered Marie Margu without knowing it. Anyone who went through class 5 of the primary school has already worshipped Mary Margu through the recitation of a Satanist from Guinea, Conakry, Comorole. It is a text that was given in the form of recitation. People even sang it very often, Black Woman, Woman of Africa, original in French, Femme Noire, Femme Africaine. Many people believe that Comorole wrote this poem to honor his mother. No. It was not for his mother, it was for Lucifer, it was for Marie Margu. Kamra Lay was a Satanist. There were also rosaries in all colors. We did not have time to talk about the holy magic, a calabash filled with human blood, with a red fabric on top, five skeletons and four Bibles, the Bible Tobe, the Jerusalem Bible, the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures and the Bible Verbum XXL Cain. Here the brother describes all the abominations to which he was subjected to meet Doros, the one who had to be his teacher. His master took a diabolic parchment and said to him, "Give the names of all the members of your family, starting with both your parents as well as your brothers and sisters. Do not omit any of them." I gave the names of my parents as well as those of my brothers and sisters. My beloved, this part, I do not like to explain it. It really pains me, but I do it because it is for the glory of God. Brief description of other sequences of the initiation. He continues, "While I was giving the names of the members of my family, were they the ones who had sent me there? Were they the ones who had asked me to go and see this magician? I went there alone for my own interests and I gave the names of innocent people. Many people undergo some sufferings today, simply because a member of their family, for his criminals and selfish interests, went and wrote the names of each member of the family at a sorcerer's meeting. That is what justifies some sufferings that you see in some families. What did my brothers and sisters, as well as my parents, do to me, for me to give their names to the devil? Even you who are listening to me, what did you do to those sorcerers of your family for them to give all the names of your family's members to the devil? Sometimes when I think about it, it hurts me a lot. For you, because you did nothing wrong to those wicked of your family, know that you can find refuge in God and be set free from all these sufferings that sorcerers make you go through. For those who are covered by the blood of Jesus, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. In Jesus, you will have nothing to fear, even if the sorcerers of your family already gave your name in their meetings, know that the blood of Jesus will cancel all the curses pronounced against you. On the cross, Jesus has canceled the written code, with its regulations, that was against us and that stood opposed to us." He describes the other phases of the ceremony until he met Doros, the demon who will later be his teacher. He continues, "And after that, while I was there, I saw a skeleton-shaped demon before me. It was like the skeleton that you always see in anatomy books. He stood in front of me and he was talking. When I was looking at him, I saw a blue light that was emanating from the hollow of his eyes and he said, 'Do not be afraid, because it is not a one-way trip. I will awaken in you the instinct of death. Your death instinct will be so powerful that you will hate any form of life, and you will go into other universes in order to accomplish the destiny that I have chosen for you. And this demon had to incarnate in me now, he had to be in me, and that is what happened. He entered in me, and I returned. And after that, I continued to serve the devil. And one day the devil called me and told me, 'My son, I would like that you come here, be with me, and stay with me forever. For that purpose, you have to die in the human world.' He told me that and I was very happy. I said to myself, 'My master wants me now to stay by his side. To be bewitched is really a bad thing. How can someone be happy to live beside Satan? Know that in the devil, there are only death and curse. But in Jesus, there are life and blessing. And while I was trying to be with Satan, he told me, "You have to make a pact with me, you will die on January 6, 2006. And to confirm that pact, I had to give my blood. Thus, the devil injured me on one part of my body, and my blood flowed and filled a chalice, that the devil drank in my presence. Even now, I still have the scar from this injury." The brother explains what happened after the devil drank his blood. Grace be with you all who have Jesus Christ as Master.